everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Strong follow-through buying seen throughout the lean hog trade today, with traders still focused on strong underlying demand in domestic and export markets, despite the uncertainty of trade agreements with China. Corn futures are higher today in active trade. July corn futures about 6 cents higher. Stock markets higher in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 126 points higher. NASDAQ's up 75 points. Over in live cattle today, light to moderate buying redeveloped today as traders focus on increased underlying support moving into the complex. This has helped to add some increased interest following very little new market news throughout the complex. Cash cattle trade starting to develop today in the south, with light sales seen in Kansas and Texas at $117 per hundredweight. This is $3 per hundredweight lower than last week and represents additional pressure seen in the cattle market. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 50 cents lower in select and up 41 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 78 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, price moves in the feeder cattle complex bouncing higher and lower throughout the day, with very little new market direction developing across the complex. Nearby contracts remained firmly higher, with gains of 40 to 60 cents seen across the complex, while selling is slowly creeping back into deferred trade. The underlying tone remains weak in all cattle trade, but prices are at a level where it's going to be hard to convince traders to actively sell into the already depressed market. Grains, meanwhile, were higher today, with corn trade 5 to 7 cents higher, soybean trade 6 to 8 cents higher, with trade following the lead of corn. Meal was $2 to $3 higher, and oil 30 to 40 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 4 to 10 cents higher, with winter wheat leading in support from the row crops again this morning. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched, with dryness in the Volga Valley. Wet weather, though, continues to be seen in the U.S., limiting planting and causing disease issues with winter wheat.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.